Paul, Doug, Dave and John were in and out of the Nick in just under an hour. Their activities had aroused the interest of London's many journalists. The media spotlight made the cops nervous about holding them for any longer than necessary. There was no need for prolonged questioning. It was an open and shut case. All the cops did was take a statement from each of the lads. They all admitted dumping hair on the edge of Downing Street and then setting fire to it. There were police witnesses to cover everything. The pigs checked up on the names and addresses they'd been given. Then they let the peace protesters go, saying they'd be back in contact with them once they decided whether or not they were going to prosecute. "Tell me," a female journalist asked as the four activists emerged from the police station. "Is it true you all took part in a nude orgy before leaving Vauxhall and setting fire to the hair?" "No," Paul replied. "But I'm told that one of the TV companies has it on film," the reporter insisted. "There must be some mistake," Doug suggested. "But if you're willing, maybe we could all go back to your place and indulge in some bedroom athletics. Maybe you've got some friends who'd like to come too." "Why did you do it?" another reporter demanded. "So that you scumbags would give a little coverage to the massive social movement which is organising against the war machine."